From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Captain's Log, January 141st, 2020.
I'm DJ Anna Droid.
And I'm DJ Astrocat.
We have been home now since January 73rd. Some people might call that March 13th, or March 16th, I'm sorry, I get confused.
I think we got the date wrong then, but...
Somewhere around then. Somewhere in the mid-January.
Okay. We have been doing lots of board games, housekeeping, reading, karaoke, and gardening as well.
What's in the garden?
Carrots, cucumbers, summer squash, tomatoes, tomatillos, eggplant, onions, basil, I think cabbage, some flowers... some grapes.
And we have some mystery seeds because we forgot to label what we were growing. So we'll be surprised when we see what comes up.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, we also have pumpkins and watermelons and some other stuff. And more cucumbers and more carrots and other things. They might not come up though.
Yeah, it's our first time gardening. We're really enjoying it. And board games. What are some of your favorite board games?
Okay, so the ones we played most this year is probably one called Tempura. Secrets of the Lost Tomb, and Bob Ross, The Art of Chill, we've played quite a bit.
Fireworks,
that's fun.
And, you mentioned...
Trekking.
Trekking has been a lot of fun, especially, it kind of helps us pretend we're actually
outside.
Hiking.
I was reading the Harry Potter series when quarantine started, then I finished, then... I was finishing up the Origami Yoda series, finished that, Then I get called the wild for a tiny bit of time.
And then we're going to start our own BSBC, our Boulay Stevenson Book Club. And we're going to be reading Treasure Island.
Yeah, that seems fun. So we've been eating a lot at home. We've been eating a lot of Italian food. We've also had a lot of peanut M&Ms.
They are delicious.
We might need to not get them anymore.
Yeah, we've had to stop getting so many peanut M&Ms. They're so easy. It's like a...
Be like, oh, there they are. And take a handful and you eat them all in 5 minutes.
So we made these cinnamon muffins and then we wrapped them or rolled them in some cinnamon sugar. So they were almost like donuts, like donut muffins. So donut tuffins, monuts, maybe that's wrong. I always like to combine words and that usually doesn't ever sound right. So we made our own donuts. We'll leave it at that.
So how are you feeling about all of this?
You know, I am really lucky to have my favorite people on the planet so close to me. You guys keep me sane. You keep me happy. You keep me hopeful. And I know I'm worried about, you know, the state of things. I think we can do better as human beings in finding a way to
Definitely.
Care for each other. But I think that's been around since before then. And if anything, I think this has shown us that maybe it's okay to slow down and really take stock of...
Take our time and
yeah.
Not buy as much toilet paper next quarantine.
It has me feeling a lot more thoughtful and maybe more ready to enjoy what we do have instead of always thinking, what am I missing? And I do that because I think it's important to count the good things, and I feel really lucky. I love you, sweet boy, and
oh, thank you, Mom.
And we love KXCI. We love everything you do, and thank you for continuing to keep our community so sweet and connected. And we love you, KXCI. We love you, Amy A. Thanks for inviting us to be part of your Captain's Log series.
Alice, Captain's Log, Stardate 0601-2020. We remain under stay-at-home orders in Durham, North Carolina, since mid-March. COVID-19 continues to stall our 15-year mission to explore strange new Arizona, to seek out new peoples and new cultures, to boldly hike canyons where no one has gone before. We stay tuned to KXCI for messages of resiliency and hope and fantastic musical inspiration. We've explored new radio waves and have discovered the idea expansion provided from Christopher Lydon's Open Source on NPR. COVID-19 has provided a forced opportunity to rediscover our base of Durham. This morning we hiked a small granite mountain just west of here in delightful 70-degree temps among dozens of tree species. In recent weeks, we've explored our urban neighborhoods, studying the historic architecture and appreciating the robust gardens and homegrown art. In our spare time, of which we have in abundance, we have been reviewing stories and research of past pandemics to prepare us for a coordinated effort to improve our public health and social systems for a post-COVID-19 world. We are keeping fit and healthy from our long walks and nutritious foods. Durham's farmers market opened up again 3 weeks ago under strict guidelines, and we have enjoyed oak leaf lettuce, beets, cucumbers, mustard greens, grass-fed beef, and pasture eggs. Our condo unit is part of a co-housing community of 35 people, helping us get through this pandemic together. While all meetings are restricted to Zoom and there is much wiping of door handles and elevator buttons, We still enjoy happy hour gatherings outside, 6 feet apart. We look forward to returning to Tucson and seeing our friends at Stone Curves Co-Housing. Until then, we trust everyone will stay safe.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, Stardate June 4th, Tucson, Arizona. I've been staying at home with my family since March 15th. My name is Tom Wallbank. I'm a blues musician. I was or am a working blues musician, which means that's how I paid my bills. Luckily, my wife works. She works from home now. We go out to shop for us and other family members and older members of the neighborhood when we need to. Otherwise, apart from that, we're staying at home. Every other Saturday, I do a front porch gig with my fellow musician, Roman Barton Sherman. That keeps me sane. That's in the Feldman neighborhood. Every other Saturday, 7 o'clock till 8:30. Like I said, otherwise I stay home looking after my 9-year-old daughter. I think my emotions are heightened and polarized. I was writing down what I was feeling right now after all this, and I ran out of paper. So a lot of different emotions, but the main one is I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what I have, what I'm still able to do. I'm being appalled and inspired on a daily basis. Once again, I am thankful. Not for the being appalled bit, though, you know.
Well, I ain't got no special rider here. Here. up this morning. Look at that special rising sun. Special rider would come. Still that next day, I knew my special rider was gone. Well, sun rose next morning. Special rider was gone. Now I stayed at my bedside. Well, I hung my head and moaned. Special rider here.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me today. We'd really like to hear from you. How are you doing right now? We want to know. Do you have a story to share? We want to hear it. To submit a log, email me at amya@kxci.org. That's amya@kxci.org. Thank you to KXCI DJs Anna Droid and Astrocat, Alice beaming in from Durham, North Carolina, and local blues musician Tom Walbank for sharing your life on today's program, sending good thoughts your way. As for music played today, you just heard the song Breonna Taylor off Tom Walbank's new album Quarantine Blues Volume 3 with Roman Barton Sherman, which can be found on Bandcamp. All proceeds from the album go to the official George Floyd Memorial Fund. We also heard music from Popol Vuh and Dreamlog, and behind me is currently the latest from Pink Floyd. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. I'm Amy A., and I'll sign off today with the words of Nobel and Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Toni Morrison. The function of freedom is to free someone else.
Live long and prosper.